From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Faith and community leaders gathered at the state capitol today to advocate for policies to tackle Utah's affordable housing problem. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
Vanetta Golfin Wilkerson is the Reverend of Granger Community Christian Church in West Valley. Last month alone, more than 700 families came to her church's food pantry three or more times. She says that number shows how many people are struggling to make ends meet.
These families are literally one flat tire, one case of the cold or the flu. One unexpected time off work for any reason will be the reason they cannot make enough hours to pay their rent.
Republican Senator Jake Anderegg is sponsoring a bill that would push $35 million to build thousands of affordable units and provide rental assistance to families. But because of the collapse of lawmakers' tax reform plan, Anderegg told a group of advocates that money could be in jeopardy.
If we can tie it to real numbers and real people, I can sell that. But I don't want anyone to walk out of this room thinking that the $35 million is a sure thing.
Experts say the state has a shortage of around 50,000 affordable units. Anderegg says even if his bill is fully funded, it's only a small portion needed to fully address the problem. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
The Utah Supreme Court will now allow undocumented immigrants who arrive to the U.S. as children to practice law in the state. The decision was announced this morning, stemming from an October case where two recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, petitioned the court to allow them to qualify for the bar and the exam. Prior to the ruling, the Utah bar did not admit anyone who couldn't establish a legal presence in the U.S., which was difficult for DACA recipients. The ruling takes effect immediately. The American Civil Liberties Union of Utah filed a lawsuit yesterday over what it called a violent raid at a Latino family's home in August 2018. The complaint says state agents attacked the residents and violated their civil rights based on ethnicity and national origin. KUER's Rocio Hernandez has more.
The lawsuit says agents from Utah Adult Probation and Parole came to the Yanez family's home looking for Jose Yanez despite being told that he didn't live there. The ACLU of Utah says Yanez is a nonviolent, non-threatening parolee who was previously charged with a misdemeanor. According to the lawsuit, after agents forced their way into the home, they grabbed his mother, Maria Garcia, by the crotch before handcuffing her. It also claims that the agents tased his father, stole money, and made comments towards the parents related to their ethnicity. John Mejia is the legal director for the ACLU of Utah.
You know, this was, from our perspective, extremely excessive military-type tactics against a family that did nothing to deserve it, and there should be some accountability for the people that took those actions and made those decisions.
The Utah Department of Corrections, which oversees the Probation and Parole Department, said it cannot comment due to pending litigation. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
The Human Rights Campaign's new 2019 State Equality Index lists Utah as building equality for members of the LGBTQ community. That's the second lowest of four categories based on a state's laws regarding LGBTQ rights. This is the fifth annual index that the Human Rights Campaign has published. It measures how states have moved on LGBTQ protections compared to other states. Utah has been ranked at building equality since 2016. A University of Utah football player has been arrested for allegedly raping a 17-year-old girl, the Salt Lake Tribune reported this afternoon. Terrell Perryman, a 20-year-old wide receiver for the team, was booked in Salt Lake County Jail today on suspicion of rape, kidnapping, and enticing a minor by text. According to a probable cause statement, the girl met Perryman at his Salt Lake City apartment last Friday, where she said he trapped her in his room. The Utes coach Kyle Whittingham said in a statement the team is cooperating with authorities and that Perryman has been suspended. 25 bighorn sheep were brought to Antelope Island yesterday in an effort to restart the population there. In 2019, the island's herd had to be euthanized due to an outbreak of a respiratory disease. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.